Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So from here in Ernest, Portland, Oregon, Stump Town, where the coffee shares the stage with herbal tea, and it's easier to find a bike shop than it is to find a place to buy cufflinks, but I know where to find both. A change of pace now. Narcissistic. We're going to get a little nasty. Ernest's not here. You've entered Planet Arrested Development.
Look at me. I'm an actor. An actor, for crying out loud. I mean, you know how much rejection I face every day? But in this business of show, you have to have the heart of an angel and the hide of an elephant.
That's actor David Cross as the possibly closeted aspiring actor Tobias on Arrested Development, who spoke with us about his new movie, It's a Disaster. Those characters from that movie might be even more self-involved.
Wow, this place is great.
Thank you.
Do you rent or own?
We are proud homeowners. We got it really cheap because there was a murder-suicide in the kitchen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically the couple died in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, but the real estate agent said everybody else spooked away.
That's David Cross as Glenn. It's a Disaster is a movie all about a brunch at the end of the world. The film stars Julia Stiles and America Ferrera. It opens tomorrow. And Cross told me it's a delicious brunch of superficial, flawed young people and their relationships, which all resemble little mini disasters.
It's these four couples in various stages of a relationship from the beginning to the end having brunch. And then unbeknownst to them, eventually they find out, but the audience knows before they do that the dirty bombs have been set off and they have to seal themselves in this house.
And, you know, all our minds are there in a kind of a 21st century paranoia about, well, we're all agreed it's going to end. We haven't quite figured it out. Maybe there was the Mayan fad, meteors for a while. But everybody has a pretty vivid notion of the end.
Well, we can certainly imagine it. That's for sure. I mean, we're two different generations, but you certainly had the nuclear impending, nuclear holocaust, and I did as a kid, and now it's terrorism, and that's how we have the term "dirty bomb," and you know we know about it, and 10-year-olds know about the concept, and we can all certainly starkly imagine it.
You know, I'm trying to think of sort of weird arcs of where this movie comes from, and I came up with this movie is Sartre's No Exit meets The Big Chill with a laugh track kind of thing.
Wow, that's pretty apt, I think. Yeah, there's definitely a No Exit feel to it, especially because they're kind of trapped in this house. And much like in No Exit and Big Chill, there's a lot of self-centered, petty narcissism and also reveals of the relationships and more depth and backstory than what normally or initially appeared at the when brunch was getting started.
You know, I was thinking also in this movie, not to make too much of a comparison, but, you know, the dirty bomb scenario is a little like, you know, all the money gets sucked out of the universe in Arrested Development. I mean, there's just this giant elephant in the room that tortures all of the characters in so much of what you've done. Do you connect your character in this movie with AD, Arrested Development?
The characters share almost sociopathic narcissism and self-centeredness. I mean, when confronted with what ultimately becomes real, which is, oh my gosh, we really do really truly only have 3 hours left to live, and they're still being petty and vindictive and self-centered. I mean, that's very Arrested Development, but that's portrayed in such a kind of more absurdist, silly way.
I think of Arrested Development as this beyond cult. It's a community. It's a community of people who want to know what you guys are doing, mm-hmm. But who also are obsessed with that style of making television. It's an ensemble, but it's also an ensemble with a really unique visual style.
Well, it's also very smart comedy that is layered, that rewards a patient, attentive viewer. And that's also pretty rare.
But it is kind of slapstick. I mean, there's an element of the Cramdons in this, the Honeymooners. I mean, it really does.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And does TV demand that? Do you like that element of you know, just
I like it when it's done right, and, and Arrested Development does it right. I think, and it's certainly obviously hugely influential. I mean, Modern Family wouldn't really exist without Arrested Development, and that's a beloved, rewarded critically and financially show. You know,
I think The Office also. I think the ensemble pieces that use that style of camera work and. That way of kind of
And then you have to go back to the original Office, which was on before Arrested was on, and that kind of invented that style for a half-hour sitcom. You know,
there was so much anticipation for the show coming back. Now that it's back, is it like, oh God, why did we wish for this? It's
no.
such a burden.
Oh no, no, not in any way, shape, or form. I mean, it's such a great thing to be a part of. It's so rare to get. That kind of working environment and those scripts and that character and I know I speak for the rest of the cast. I mean, it's just a very special – everyone understands how special it is in our own lives, but also in the – in as a TV icon, you know. I mean, it's just great TV.
It's great TV in terms of the scripting. It's great TV and interesting TV in terms of the way that it's shot. And now the distribution model itself is pushing the envelope as well. I mean, you've declared war on the networks in a quiet, funny kind of way.
Well, the networks declared war on Arrested Development way before. I mean, and not that it's tit for tat, but I mean, yeah, Fox basically – it was not a pleasant working experience that last season, you know, and – so it's nice to be able to be appreciated, you know, and to go into work where you're appreciated.
I notice that your career is getting successful enough.
Winding
that,
down?
Yeah, no, it's getting successful enough that your roots to the character of Tobias must be much more difficult to reach because you're huge now.
Well, no. I mean, it's still basically the same. When I got the script, they initially didn't want me to read for Tobias. They offered me... I think Job and then Buster, but Tobias was the one that I was like, oh, I know who that is. I know because, you know, there's not a lot of description in the pilot episode. It's basically just lines on a white piece of paper. And but I immediately knew who the character was and what he would look like and how he would act. And that never went away. I mean, I still see those people kind of an amalgamation of two different types of people, but I see him constantly.
So success does not ruin your character.
No. I'm a professional actor. An actor, for crying out loud. I mean...
David Cross's new movie opening tomorrow is called It's a Disaster. Arrested Development comes back to fans via Netflix on May 26th.